Welcome back to the Egyptian Streets podcast, Kahirat edition. Kahirat are overpowering, victorious. They are Egyptian women. I'm Noran Morsi, your storyteller for this season. The Egyptian woman is multifaceted, creative, and absolutely powerful. She comes in all fields, roles, and worlds. This summer, Egyptian Streets is bringing you stories of 10 Egyptian women from Al Qahira and the world. 10 women, 10 stories, endless power.
My name is Menadeep, and I'm the founder and CEO of Un Model Management, the first modeling agency of its kind in Egypt that operates as a mother agency and dedicated to scouting, developing, and placing models internationally, portraying Middle Eastern and Egyptian faces on a global scale.
I spoke to Amen from her Cairo office, which you can probably hear in the background. But Amen grew up in Egypt, and she moved out when she was 18, and I wanted to know why.
I studied at NABA. It's an Italian art school. Graduated with a BA in fashion design, and that kind of helped me like look at the back things of the modeling industry and the fashion industry.
And how did you get started in fashion, or where did that passion start?
When it comes to fashion, I feel like fashion came at the end of my liking of arts in general. I loved art just growing up in general, making things with my hands, painting, sketching. So for me, just entering or getting into an art school, it was something that I really saw it coming since a very long time. But when it comes to fashion design, I think by the end of my high school years, I started getting interested because I wanted to study in Italy and move there. And I felt like there is no better place than to study fashion design in Italy, as cliche as it sounds. But yeah.
When Amen picked up and moved at 18 to Italy, the goal was to study fashion design, but she wasn't too sad to be leaving Egypt either.
I really didn't like my stay in Egypt when I was in high school, mostly because there are so many things that I didn't understand, and I felt like I didn't want to be part of it. I hated seeing people throw things on the floor and litter and the pollution. And I don't know where that came from, but it just happened. I had just a certain viewpoint on things, but it just kind of like snapped with me where it was just so many things that I didn't accept. And I didn't like people always like being involved and looking at, on the street, or commenting all the time, or people saying their opinions. And I just felt it wasn't part of who I was at the time. And when I told my parents that I wanted to travel and study abroad, my mom is generally more supportive. And now that I meet a lot of parents, when it comes to like models coming to apply and stuff, I really, really believe, and I see like all Egyptian moms, like, way to go, moms. All Egyptian moms are so supportive of their daughters, especially nowadays. And it's always like, okay, like, do it and I'll do it with your dad. So it was kind of like that. But mostly I know that my dad had it from a very fatherly and loving perspective, that he was really just worried about me going abroad on my own, because he's always thinking like, how can I go to sleep and I don't know where my daughter is or if she's okay, or so we had a huge fight, actually. It didn't end that well. We had a huge fight, and he said that like I would be more comfortable sending you to the States because your family lives there, but I was more dedicated and like stubborn when it came to going to Italy. I just applied, I got the acceptance letter, and I just gave it to him. I was like, I love you, but I'm going.
So when did the love of fashion transition into modeling?
Modeling started when I was approached by a photographer one day, and it was not like he approached me to become a model. He actually approached me to be in one of his photo shoots, and that kind of made me start thinking of things in a different way, because I was just thinking like, okay, I'm just going to graduate and I really want to become a designer, or I want to become a stylist or art director, because my course was like, you know, had like so many different things. But I wasn't thinking of being in front of the camera. So that kind of opened my eyes to a different perspective. And through modeling, I felt like I can express myself in so many different ways. Before modeling, I felt like I was a different person when it comes to like being able to speak up, speak out. I was more shy and reserved in general. So I felt like modeling really, once I got this euphoria or this feeling of being in control of my own body, I felt like I couldn't go back. I couldn't stop. I really loved it. So.
And Un Model Management, when did the idea for that come around?
I felt that like the idea, it was more of a buildup. It was a progression. I had no idea what was coming. Definitely, I had no idea that the agency was coming. I had no idea who was coming at all. But I felt like it's an extension of who I am and what I've been through and what I've experienced. And I feel like I utilized that to pump my knowledge into the industry in Egypt or into aspiring models in Egypt, mostly because I had a lot of insecurities when it comes to who I was at the time. Like I passed through different phases of my look, of my hairstyles. I had straight hair for so many years. I had much thinner eyebrows, but it wasn't because I was trying to change something in myself, but it was just the fact that I came from Cairo and the idea or perception of beauty was so different than how Europeans perceive it. Because in Europe, usually people are more natural and they're more accepting to who they are. But in Egypt, I felt like, مثلاً, like your hair is so frizzy. Why don't you brush it? But even when you brush it, it makes it more frizzy. So why don't you straighten it? Your eyebrows are so untamed. Like, why don't you pluck them? So this is exactly what I was talking about when it comes to opinions. And I feel like I just gave up at some point. I felt like I was working with an agency at some time in my career when I was in Milan. But then I had to put that on hold because I really needed to focus on my graduation, because before that I was like skipping classes to go to castings or photo shoots. So it's like casting class. And I was like, not working. I just need to settle to graduate. So I had to put that on hold. And actually when I did, I couldn't go back to the agency. The direction changed. I wasn't doing so well. So I was like, I just got really sad. And in general, I was more on the low. I was like, maybe I'll focus on other things. And I let my eyebrows I left them. I stopped plucking them. I just stopped. I didn't come to Egypt for a whole year, so I didn't get my hair done, and I just cut it. And actually, I had like shaved hair before; it was really short. So I just actually sold all my things in Milan, and I decided to travel and go to India. Before going to India, I applied to an agency there, and I got accepted. And working with that agency kind of like changed my life. Because it made me believe in myself. And that's when I felt like this is what everyone needs, actually, just to believe in themselves and accept who they are. So coming back to Egypt and seeing like different potential models and meeting so many different freelancers from the industry made me feel like they just need management and support, and they can go miles from here. I like to mention India because it's one of the places that I lived in for some time to like when it came to modeling. So it wasn't just like go shoot and come back, or it wasn't like spend a week and come back. It was more, first time I've been there, I went for 3 months, and then I came to Egypt for a month, and I went back again for another 5 or 6 months. And usually when it comes to modeling, like one season is 3 months. 3 to 4 months. So I stayed there for 2 seasons. Mumbai, where I was, it's a great market when it comes to a mix of being commercial and having some like fashion entities, such as all the magazine headquarters, like of well-renowned magazines that are based there. So the opportunities are definitely higher. And I felt actually it was like the perfect balance between going back to Egypt, but not. Mumbai is just as chaotic and crazy as Cairo, and nothing there makes sense. The logic is so different. Like anything that would be logical for you in India is the opposite, and you cannot ask why. It's just like that. You just have to like embrace the culture, and I really loved it there. I made my family there. Like I had a small Indian community that I like to call my family, and yeah, it was great.
I love that. Since you've moved around a bit, do you feel like your Egyptian identity contributes to your work in any way?
I feel it does, 100%. I wouldn't like to say my Egyptian identity as this is the identity of Egyptians, because I feel like everyone has their own. And this is, needs to be clarified like 100%, because who I am as an Egyptian or having my identity being Egyptian doesn't mean that this is how Egyptians are or how they should be. I feel everyone should just find their own niche in general. But I feel like who I am and what I look like definitely helped a lot when it comes to modeling, because everyone, especially now, like when it comes to beauty standards, it's not really about how you look like. It's about who you are. And just the more authentic someone could be, the more special they are in the fashion modeling scene. So to be an Egyptian that is extremely westernized made me feel like it wasn't original or authentic in any way. So coming back to Egypt, I really tried as much as I can to embrace more of the culture and know more about maybe different aspects that I didn't know before traveling. So I felt like this especially helps now when I go to meet or work with photographers from abroad or creatives in general. And also like how I support or supports different models, or like more so new generation models. You cannot prompt them with 100% Western education or information. It has to have a balance when it comes to our own culture. You cannot just approach the parents and tell them, I want to represent your daughter and I want to manage her, but I also need you to accept her wearing a bikini, or accept her wearing, just in general, not to have clothing restrictions, because, you know, modeling is, you're actually like showcasing the clothes and it's not really about you. So when it comes to clothes restrictions, it's like, it's difficult for that career. So I have to find a way to speak to their parents. And this is when my Egyptian identity has to come in, because I face the same things. I face the same issues with my parents, with my dad in particular. So I need to speak to them from that kind of like end point.
Having lived in Egypt, in India, in Italy, have you experienced a change coming back to Egypt after spending that time in Italy, sort of like getting to know yourself and growing up?
I feel like it's just how I move about in life that has mostly changed for me. I don't accept, or actually I just I'm not able to do things like do any halfway things. I kind of have to do things like more of an all or nothing. Maybe it's who I am, maybe it's who I always was, but I think I didn't really believe that before traveling or going abroad, and also how I handle situations and deal with people. I think it's mostly because I was very shy, so in comparison you could say that it's very different. I definitely learned to be more expressive. I still struggle with that. Like a lot of people might not believe it, but I still struggle with that a lot. But I feel like I can be so many different people, and I can mold myself in so many different things, yet without losing myself or who I am.
And last but not least, I want to ask you, what do you think or hope the future of UN will look like?
I definitely see us branching out to not just empowering Egyptian women, but Middle Eastern and Arab women in general. So I want to give the same opportunities to women in different countries across the Middle East and Africa.
Thank you, Iman Adib, for your time with me today. Iman is the founder of UN Model Management, a groundbreaking modeling agency here in Cairo. The Egyptian Streets podcast is edited and produced by your host, yours truly, Noran Morsi. Our theme music is The Zeppelin by Blue Dot Sessions. Thank you to the team at Egyptian Streets for supporting the work we do constantly. If you enjoyed this episode, you can check out our past season on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to check out our last episode with Yora Yassin from Upfuse. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help us reach even more listeners. Thank you for listening. I'm Noron Morsi.